Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The economy is still growing, but the pace is cooling as the West Asian crisis drags on. Ishan Gera writes that Money Control's Advanced Business Index slipped to 100.6 in May, its lowest reading since July 2025, as the US-Iran war weighed on hiring, logistics, fuel consumption, and parts of consumer demand, even as services activity and credit growth remained resilient. A reading above 100 reflects above-trend growth, while a value below 100 indicates that economic activity is running below its long-term average. While our index remains above the 100 mark, the drop suggests the economy is moving closer to its long-term trend after a strong start to the year. On a day when Narendra Modi surpassed Jawaharlal Nehru as India's longest-serving continuously elected prime minister, Money Control's editors examined the big picture shifts. I argue that Modi's Age of Bharat, which has redefined the country in civilizational terms, is a mirror-inverted image of Nehru's idea of India, and that the deep political, social, and cultural impact of Namo's part may far outlive our current politics. Bodhisattva Ganguly weighs in on Modi's economics and the push for industrial infrastructure, reindustrialization, and a bigger role for private enterprises. Manas Chakravarti has a sharp take on Nehru's legacy as the builder of the modern India state and Modi's promise of delivery. Gaurav Chaudhary traces the rise of a digitally enabled India powered by UPI and digital public infrastructure under Modi, while Ishan Gera maps the hard numbers in the Modi era. From a near doubling of the economy and sharp reductions in poverty to the expansion of highways, airports, startups, and India's growing AI ambitions. More retail investors are warming up to government bonds. Ishan also reports that registrations on the RBI Retail Direct platform have crossed 6.43 lakh, nearly nine times higher than in 2022, while primary market subscriptions have surged past 9,100 crore rupees and secondary market trading volumes have jumped more than 60-fold. The trend suggests that retail investors are moving beyond bank deposits and mutual funds. Deal Street continues to hum despite global uncertainty. Ashwin Mohan reports that venture capital firm Z47 is exploring a sale of part of its stake in IPO Bound of Business in a deal that could fetch about $200 million, while Zoya Springwala reports that an ADIA-backed trust plans to sell a 2.3% stake in Lenskart through a block deal worth up to 1,944 crore rupees. India is rethinking its energy security playbook. Arunima Bharadwaj and Shweta Panj report that the government has set up a task force to evaluate the additional reserve capacity the country requires, examine financing models, and explore options, including public-private partnerships for developing the reserves. India has maintained about 60 days of fuel stocks. GPUs are emerging as an unlikely source of funding for India's AI sector. Debangana Ghosh reports that AI startups, neocloud providers, and data center operators are increasingly using high-value graphics processors as collateral to raise debt, allowing them to fund expensive AI infrastructure without diluting equity. Fresh questions are emerging around Rajesh Export's disclosures. Pavan Brugulla and Swaraj Singh Dunjal report that the company disclosed differing shareholder and share capital figures across multiple regulatory filings over the past 4 years, while also reporting unusually high retail shareholder participation in voting at its annual general meetings. Cognizant is finding new business by mining its own emails, chats, and messages. Rishabh Shaw reports that the IT services company has used an AI-powered context engineering system to analyze employee emails, meetings, and customer interactions, generating about $200 million in incremental sales pipeline so far, with Chief Executive Ravi Kumar expecting that figure to reach $1 billion by year-end. And finally, the H-1B visa slowdown is proving tougher on non-tech industries than on technology firms. Ishan Gera reports that while overall approvals are set to decline sharply in 2026, professional, scientific and technical services have increased their share of approvals to 58.2%, while sectors such as education, healthcare, finance, and information services have seen both approvals and market share fall steeply. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.